Welcome to Let's Talk Mental Health. This is a local Lake County area program that discusses mental health issues that affect the North Shore community and available resources. The program is broadcast the third Monday of the month at 11:30 a.m. and repeated the following Sunday at noon here on KTWH 99.5 FM, Two Harbors Local Community Radio. Welcome to this initial version of Let's Talk Mental Health. My name is Katya Gordon, and I am hosting the first show, the initial show we are producing here on KTWH, but I have two guests with me. Chris Belfield is here, and also Lisa Hansen is here from the Mental Health Task Force. And thank you so much, you two, for being on the program today and for taking a big part in creating this show.
Katya, thank you for having us.
Lisa?
Thank you.
Absolutely. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about what this show is going to be like. So the Lake County has a local mental health task force, which is a group of your friends and neighbors who are concerned about providing adequate mental health resources in Lake County and connecting people with those resources. This has been working to improve mental wellness in Lake County since 1987. So first, I'll just ask you two a little bit about this. I know that you are active in the local mental health task force. 1987, that's a long time. That's several decades this has been going on. So tell us a little bit about this mental health task force, maybe how long you've been on it, and what use you see it providing to the community.
Well, Katya, I'm one of the newest members in the group. I've only been there about a year. There's about 14 of us from the local community, and several of the members have been here since it began in 1987.
That's a remarkable length of time for a task force to continue in an area, a small town like ours. I just think that's pretty amazing.
I agree. I think it shows a lot of commitment and dedication by people who are really interested in advocating for mental health awareness and education.
Absolutely. Lisa, how long have you been involved with this mental health task force?
I've been involved with the task force since I started as the director of Lake County Health and Human Services in July of 2016.
Okay, wonderful. And that's your role today, and you serve on the task force as a liaison from that agency, I assume.
That's correct.
And what other agencies are involved in the task force or are represented there?
Well, principally, we have community members. We also have those who actually use mental health resources provided by the county and other regional resources. We have law enforcement, clergy, people from many different walks in the community who have just come together for a common purpose.
Yes. And so what kinds of things do you discuss in there? What kind of... I know it's a regular time that you meet, and I'm sure there's lots to talk about. What are some of the topics?
Well, some of the topics are, what are the issues that are currently facing members here in Two Harbors and really along the North Shore? What are the issues? How do we know about them? And what are some of the resources available? Always looking mm-hmm. for new resources to help individuals, and then to get the word out about that.
Yeah, so a lot of it seems to be raising awareness and hearing from each other different perspectives about what kinds of things are important. Do people sometimes bring up, I see this issue growing in our schools, or I see this happening in the hospital, and what kinds of things?
People bring their personal experiences and the experiences of those they work with to the table, and we address some of the issues such as suicide, other trends in the area of mental health, always looking towards educating. Reducing the stigma has been a goal of the group as well, mm-hmm. and this show falls right into the priority of education. So our hope is that through this program we can educate the public about mental illness, kind of bring down some of those barriers and reduce the stigma so people feel free to talk openly about mental health issues.
Wonderful. So you've highlighted my next question, which was, you know, why are we doing this show? What's the connection between radio and mental health? And I think reducing stigma, raising awareness, you certainly brought that up. Are there other things that you see the Mental Health Task Force accomplishing here?
Again, probably the biggest area would be in the educational awareness.
Mm-hmm.
The one benefit that I've seen just in the short time I've been there is reaching out to different types of resources and people coming to us. On our task force now, we even have a mental health professional. We have people in the healthcare professions as well. Mm-hmm. We're getting a much broader perspective of not only what the issues are, but how to address them. And I think that by using the radio, we can reach out to more people, consumers, those who need it.
Yes. So in one way I thought, so if I'm a listener and I'm wondering, you know, what are the issues? What are we talking about? And I think maybe a list of some upcoming ideas for shows gives you an idea of what kind of things we're talking about. So, you know, what kinds of shows might arise here through the radio, and what are the what types of issues are, I know you mentioned suicide. I think of things like, is this fall under the rubric of opioid addiction? Are we talking about depression and anxiety? And, you know, what are we talking about?
Gotcha. Everything you mentioned plus dozens more.
Yeah.
We do have three topics lined up for December. We're going to be looking at how to get through the holidays with healthy mental health. And for that, we're going to have Megan Johnson, the care coordinator for the Union Gospel Mission, as our guest speaker. In January, we're looking at how to start the year out right, how to plan ahead. In February, probably the coldest, darkest month up here on the shore, we're going to be looking at seasonal affective disorder, how to address it, and how to get through that as well. But if we can, we're going to be asking the listeners for their feedback and also to give us topics they'd like to see covered.
Wonderful. And I guess a way that people will be able to give feedback is to contact the station. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
So I will just insert right now that you might already have an opinion, or you might already have something you'd like to hear. And if you do, you can always contact the station at 218-595-6195. Chris, is that going to be the best way to find out about, to contact you with mental health issue stuff? To
yes.
Contact the radio, and then the radio will make sure that you get the information.
Absolutely. We look forward to communicating with our listening audience and being a viable resource and being able to give back as well.
One thing I've, you know, when I attended the meeting at the earlier this year in September, I was vaguely aware that there was a mental health task force, and I had no idea that the public was invited and that I could come just out of interest. Do you want to share a little bit about, can people come, anyone come to this meeting? Or
sure. All the meetings are open to the public, and the next meeting is going to be December 9th at 10 a.m. at the Waterfront Center, and that's 111 Waterfront Drive in Two Harbors.
Fantastic. So all are invited, and we'll hopefully maybe even see some new people there. I think we're going to head on to a short break here, so stay tuned. There'll be a little bit more about the Mental Health Task Force show coming right up.
The Steel Harmony Show right here on KTWHLP 99.5 FM, Thursday nights starting at 7 o'clock, repeating on Saturday starting at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Great steel guitar music, The Steel Harmony Show.
Has anyone ever said to you, you're living the dream? I'm Katya Gordon, your radio host on Friday mornings. Every Friday at 7:45, I interview someone who is living the dream outside. We all know how much there is to love about the great outdoors here, and we celebrate this on KTWH. I have talked to farmers, swimmers, hunters, fishers. Who else is living the dream outside? Tune in to find out Friday mornings at 7:45 a.m. All right. This is Katya Gordon back with you, but now I'm with Let's Talk Mental Health, our new local Lake County area program that discusses mental health issues that affect the North Shore community and available resources. This show is broadcast the third Monday of the month at 11:30 a.m. and repeated the following Sunday at noon here on KDWH 99.5 Two Harbors Local Community Radio. I am hosting this first show of Let's Talk Mental Health only. After this, Chris is going to take over. Chris is in the studio with me today, and as is Lisa Hansen, also both and part of the Mental Health Task Force. So, Chris and Lisa, what type of background and experience have you had that enables you to speak about and dive into all that relates to mental health issues in our county? Like, why you of all people? Not that I would ever question it, but I think it's important for people to know where you're coming from.
Katya, we work with a lot of people who have mental health issues and also the families of people who have mental health issues at Lake County Health and Human Services. It's really a part of what we do every day at that organization. Prior to joining Health and Human Services, I worked in the criminal justice system for a number of years, and there too we saw people on a daily basis that were experiencing mental health issues.
It seems like the link between criminal health and mental health, or criminal justice and mental health, has long been known, but still it just continues to be a bugger, you know. It just, what's the best way to help people who are both having mental health issues and breaking the law in various ways? So that's where you're coming from, is what you're telling me.
It's tough waters to navigate sometimes, because there's also concern for victims out there.
Okay? Right.
So you've got to kind of balance all of those interests and try to do the right thing for everyone involved.
Do you think that's partly why there's some kind of, I mean, it's just a sticky topic. And I think, you know, this show is a big part of reducing the stigma, increasing education and awareness. Hopefully you will have conversations that really help people to think deeply about the links and how we can best, you know, our first instinct in any given situation may not always be the most helpful thing. Don't want to put words in your mouth. I'm just speaking about, I know I'll just say myself, I'm not doing this show, but I also have a background in working with juvenile delinquents and basically teenagers who are troubled in various ways. And I know, especially working with girls, boys as well, but I worked mostly with girls. You know, there were continual, I mean, mental health was just pretty much the, you know, one of the main things going always. And if we could empower girls to have healthier relationships with themselves and others, then the criminal part would resolve itself often. Anyway, Chris, what brings you to this topic of all topics and, you know, this complex thing in our society called mental health?
Well, I've had the experience of working with mental health issues through three careers. And I've got to tell you, when I went into almost each one of them, I never thought of mental health as a fundamental and foundational part of those careers. The first was as a active duty Air Force member for 22 years. The stress that goes with long deployments, combat operations, being away from families, it's very telling. It's a rising factor for active duty, guard, and reserve. And as you may know, that in the past several years, it's been almost an epidemic of military suicides.
Yeah.
It's called 21 a day. That's how many.
I had not heard that. That's really quite something. I know that it's in earlier wars, it wasn't always a thing. And now it seems more assumed that PTSD is kind of almost a given coming out of any kind of combat. Is that accurate or not necessarily?
Well, I've been out of the military for 22 years, but still trying to stay up on those particular issues. And it is becoming more accepted as a mental health item that to be treated, both pre-treated before being deployed, and has to be addressed when someone's coming out of a combat environment. Absolutely.
Yes. Yep. And I know I have a nephew who is he's been in the Marines for over 10 years, I guess less than 20 years. You know, there are many things he can't talk about. There are many things he does talk about. But I know one thing he shared is he does jump. Like, he's very jumpy now. And he also has hearing loss. So, I mean, I've got to believe these are the kind of things that are almost par for the course for long-term military people and things that should be addressed both during and after their tour of duty. So you said three. So now we're on to the second.
Well, after the military, the second career was in the corrections profession.
Yes.
And that was as a corrections manager for Ramsey County. And I helped to administer an adult correctional facility of 556 men and women. And the key factor was that over 25% had diagnosable mental health issues that had to be treated. So there was the incarceration factor, which, of course, now is a huge political issue of, is it right when we know that we're incarcerating people whose real issue is mental health versus what they may have done from a criminal justice perspective? And I know there's both sides of that issue.
Right. And it's a sticky one. I think it's really important to not be afraid to really ask some hard questions about that. I think that is one of the key things in our society right now or if somebody does have a mental health issue and they also commit a crime and harm others, or perhaps were victim of crime themselves before they hurt others, you know, how do you deal with that? How is the best way? What is the goal of incarceration even? So again, hopefully I'm not putting words in your mouth, but I think I'm so glad you're speaking to that as a force that now informs your mental health focus, because that's pretty big.
Oh, absolutely. I think in the 20 years that I served, that the focus probably in the late 1990s was just gearing away from incarceration, looking more at programming options, and those are to be implemented within the criminal justice system for those who are incarcerated, with the perspective of not to make a person pay what was due to society, but to ensure that when they left incarceration, they were better able, equipped to deal with functioning in society. And that had a lot to do with mental health perspective.
Right. I think that is a good, is the goal for someone to come out able to be a useful, productive, responsible member of society, or is the goal for them to pay in some way or suffer in some way? I think that's a huge question, and I think it's good to bring that up. Lisa?
You know, Katia, for me, the bigger goal is to connect people with resources before they wind up in the criminal justice system, before they wind up having a mental health crisis. I'd like to make it okay for people to say, I'm not operating at my full capacity. I need some help on this issue, and to seek out those resources before they have the problem. I think that's going to make it a lot better for society as a whole if we can just divert them from having the problem that lands them in court to begin with.
Which brings us back to this show, is helping people to think about getting help. I mean, it is a vulnerable thing to ask for help when you don't know exactly what the result will be or what you're setting yourself up for. So thank you for bringing that up. I think that's such a good point. Chris, your third career.
Well, after I retired from the military and went into corrections, I was bivocational and had the calling to become a pastor, a licensed ordained pastor, and been doing that for almost 20 years. 15 of those have been as a chaplain for emergency services in Chisago County, and now here serving Lake County, serving our first responders and their families. And the task there is to address whatever may be bothering or handicapping a first responder from a mental health perspective, emotional, and being able to get them back to functionality so they can do what they do better than anybody else. Additionally, have gone out to many different types of severe trauma and grief situations, and that's what my training specifically is in. And once people have been affected by these kind of incidents, which they never planned for, they need help getting back to a normal, functioning life, which sometimes it'll never be the same, particularly if you've lost a loved one or somebody close to you, but being able to get back to where you can still function. And as Lisa said, the resources are there, want to help to put people in contact with them.
There we go. So three different angles on mental health, and they've all brought you to the Mental Health Task Force and now a radio show host, a whole new one. I think you're going to be speaking about four careers, Chris.
Well, I think we'll see what the listeners have to say about that.
Yeah, so that's you, the listener. So they want your feedback. So call us at 595-6195 or email us at ktwh@gmail.com. They would like your feedback. They would like to know what you want to hear and if you think this is important. And, you know, I would say that's true for all shows as well. We really are interested in being relevant to the community and addressing the issues that are important to the community. One more question for both of you. You've both been in this field for quite a long time. What changes have you witnessed, or what's different now than what it was 20, 30, 40 years ago?
I have seen a change in people's willingness to talk about their own mental health. So I think things are getting better, but we've still got a long way to go. I think society as a whole is more accepting of mental health issues. So the stigma has been reduced, but we still have work to do in that area.
Chris?
I think I would add to that, I've been duly impressed by the importance that this has had both on the state and federal level at the legislative processes. More is being addressed, more funds are being committed, there's more research that's being done on this. And I think it's being seen now as an issue that really has to deal with how we function as a society, how we interact with one another.
Yep, and I'm sure there's going to be an opinion of, well, there's so many more problems than there used to be. Would you say there are more problems, or is it just that it's coming out more because people are talking about it more, or both, or impossible to say?
I think the world's gotten more complicated. And I worry especially about our young people when it comes to that. There's a lot of things that they have to deal with today that I certainly didn't have to deal with when I was a child or an adolescent.
Like all those iPhones and videos and screens, I worry about that with mental health. I hope that you dedicate a show to that. I just wanted to say that.
Several shows.
Yeah, no kidding. Chris?
Well, I think at the beginning of the broadcast, you had brought up one of the newer items in the past several years, opioid addictions. Those are things you probably really didn't address or think about,
right,
20, 30 years ago when they probably actually were starting. We have new issues, new types of addictions going on. A couple of years ago, if you'd mentioned the term vaping, I would not have known what you were talking about.
Right. So addictions is all still there, but the medium has changed and in some ways, I hate to say it, but expanded over years. We are on our first edition of Let's Talk Mental Health. I'm Katya Gordon, your hostess just for this first show, and we're wrapping it up here. I think we should mention one more time when, first of all, that you know, if you listen to this show, you will hear about upcoming events, and you will also hear about when the next task force meeting is, which everyone is welcome to attend. Tell us one more time when the next task force meeting is.
That's December 9th at 10 a.m. at the Waterfront Center, and the address for the Waterfront Center is 111 Waterfront Drive in Two Harbors.
And speaking of resources again, what resources are available in Lake County? Let's just have a quick review from Lisa about that.
Sure. There's a complete listing of mental health resources that are available to Lake County residents on the Lake County website. If you go to the tab that says Support Guide and then scroll down to Mental Health, you can see a list of all our area providers and other resources that are available. But I do want to highlight a couple. One is the Waterfront Center where the task force meets. And that is a drop-in center for anyone who wants positive social connections. They do some activities there. They even do some field trips and have parties during the month. So anyone looking for some social support is welcome to drop in there. They're open Monday through Friday from 1 to 4. And the Waterfront is operated by HDC, one of our local mental health providers. And then we also have mobile crisis services that are available 24/7. Anyone who's in crisis or has a family member or friend that's experiencing a mental health crisis can call 218-623-1800 and get connected with some resources to help out with that situation.
Wonderful. And this type of information will be repeated frequently on this show, so stay tuned for future shows to stay connected to those resources. Chris, do we have anything else before we wrap it up?
I just want to thank you very much for being our gracious host. We do want to encourage listeners for this first program, tell your friends, family, neighbor, to tune in and listen and give us feedback and your suggestions.
All right. Thank you for listening to the first edition of Let's Talk Mental Health on KTWH 99.5 FM, Two Harbors, Minnesota.